Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In the early 20th century, a contentious relationship existed in Utah's mining camps between Greek immigrant laborers and the agents of Greek labor padrone Leonidas Scliris, who was known to exploit the men he recruited to work in one of Utah's most dangerous industries. One late spring morning in 1908, that tension turned to violence. George Dimitrakopoulos, or Demeter as he was known, was a Greek immigrant who worked for a Greek newspaper in Chicago before moving to Salt Lake City. Failing to find similar work in Utah, Demeter signed on as an interpreter and agent for Scliris and went to work in the coal camps of Schofield in Carbon County. There, he clashed with another Greek immigrant, Steve Flementakis, who was known as Flemetis. Flemetis ran a milk wagon for the Utah Fuel Company in Schofield, where Demeter allegedly had him removed from his job. An angry Flemetis made threats to Demeter, which he carried out on June 16, 1908. Around 9:30 that morning, the landlady at the Schofield boarding house where Demeter resided allowed Flemetis inside. Flemetis entered Demeter's room and fired a single fatal shot into the back of Demeter's head as he sat working at a typewriter. Flemetis fled Schofield. A posse led by Carbon County Sheriff Thomas Kelter searched for him, believing the fugitive was hiding in the hills near town. Instead, Flemetis escaped to Tucker, a small community between Thistle and Soldier Summit. From there, a herd of sheep covered his tracks. Flemetis reportedly took a shot at a sheep herder after mistaking the man for a police officer. Sheriff Kelter arrested four or five Greek laborers, accusing them of taking part in a conspiracy to kill Demeter, but Flemetis was never captured or brought to justice. Whatever the fate of Steve Flementakis, his murder of George Dimitrakopoulos only aggravated the tensions between Greek laborers and the agents of Leonidas Scliris, tensions that eventually led to major labor strikes in 1912. Research and writing for this episode of the Beehive Archive were provided by Nicholas Demas of University Advancement and Utah State University. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank. Visit us online at kcbw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.